it's Friday night, and Dave and I haven't really got a chance to sit down and record anything this week just because of the busyness of our schedules. But this is, for all intents and purposes, I guess, the Nothing Important Podcast, the world's number one racquetball podcast. I'm Brian, and with me tonight is, once again, Big Grim Tim. Tim, how you doing?
Hello.
And he didn't really want to talk through a microphone, but our friend Aaron is sitting with us. Say hi, Aaron.
Hello.
Literally dozens of people are going to hear you on this shitty-ass podcast. So anyway, this is a bonus episode for you guys. First couple things, I want to thank everybody out there for listening. We've actually been growing pretty well, and we've been charting for the last two fucking weeks. So I don't know what the hell's going on or if you guys are telling friends and subscribing, but thank you. That means a lot to Dave and I, especially since when we started this stupid thing, we didn't think anybody would listen to us, including our own friends.
Means a lot to me, too.
Means a lot to Timmy, because Timmy's a periodic guest, I know, and we love Timmy. So thank you so much. Keep contributing. Next week is going to be a dark week. I'm going on vacation. I'm going out of country. I don't know. Do you consider the Virgin Islands out of country? I guess if I went right next door to the British Virgin Islands, it would be out of country. But right? Wait, I'm going to the U.S. Virgin Islands.
So driver's license.
Do you need a passport?
No. So I'm not out of the country, right?
Right.
But if I took like...
Well, no, technically, yes, out of the country.
Out of the country, but it's still like U.S. territory, right?
We own their asses.
That's right. But if we took, like, the ferry, hey, like a 15-minute ride ferry.
It's 2015. Easy on the slurs.
if we took the homosexual flat-bottom...
It's a boat that identifies as a ferry.
Yeah, the boat that identifies as a ferry. If we took the boat that identifies as a ferry, like a 15-minute ride, then all of a sudden, we're like in another country. And, like, you two have actually been to Europe and such, but I've never been.
Oh.
And so I was telling my wife, I wish we would have thought about that in advance, because we are taking our oldest daughter, Penelope. She is coming with us, and we can't go to the British Virgin Islands, because she won't have a passport. So Longest boat ride fucking ever, right? So anyway, so I'm going out of the country. So it's going to be a dark week. And then when we come back, I already got some kick-ass guests lined up, a lot of cool people. Again, this all because of you. I never thought I'd be able to talk to some of the people that we have been able to talk to. But here we are. So thanks for listening to this stupid-ass podcast.
You're listening to Nothing Important. Please enjoy the show.
We're in Chicago, right? And just yesterday, there was a cabbie strike. Have you guys been affected at all by the fucking cabbie strike?
No, I haven't found myself drunk downtown at 4 a.m. in the last 2 days needing to come home.
Right. Well, the thing is the cabbies union or cabbie association, whatever they have here in Chicago, are a bunch of fucking clueless idiots, right? Because their big beef is with Uber and Lyft. Basically, somebody has their own car, and therefore they're accountable for their own success and their own fares, and you can go through the little Uber app and such, and the cabs are pissed off because the city started allowing them at airports, which, just as a side note, if your city doesn't allow you to get an Uber, what I always do is I just pick a business close to the airport and then just text the fucking driver that I'm actually at the terminal at the airport.
Did that finally go through? I didn't hear that it was actually passed that you're allowed to.
Yeah, and that's why the cab drivers in Chicago had this big fucking strike, right?
Good idea. Give them more business.
Right, yeah. See, that's my point.
That just sounds to me like a grand opening for Uber O'Hare.
Right. Right? Exactly. First off, I'm sure traffic was much better. I work out in the suburbs, but I'm sure traffic was much better. And being in your business means that you're going to be a shitty, smelly, terrible driving asshole who can't speak English. The last thing you want to do is stop fucking working for a day when there's a better alternative and a cheaper alternative that's easily accessible by a cell phone.
I will take Uber, which are usually nice smelling, not shitty, terrible drivers who can't speak English.
And you get free candy.
So yeah, sometimes.
Candy, waters, or mints.
Candy, water, and or mints.
Always in a Lyft, but Lyft are usually shittier vehicles. One time I got picked up in a Lyft. I think it was the first time I ever used it. I got picked up in Wicker Park, and I was going to Old Town, so it's maybe like a 7-minute ride. I got picked up in a 1996 four-door Saturn something. I have no idea. The door almost fell off when I opened it. And I was with my buddy Monty, who is about 6'4", I don't know, 320 pounds. And I thought we were going to break that fucking car driving the 7 minutes.
And this was a Lyft car?
Lyft, yeah.
So, I mean, that was about as close as you could get to a real cabbie experience through Lyft, though, right?
Exactly.
Right. So just thinking about this real quick, actually, Aaron, I don't know if you heard, but about a month and a half ago, Tim, our friend Brent, and I actually got kicked out of an Uber car because Tim and Brent decided to speed fight.
Ooh, I did not hear this one.
Yes, absolutely. It was like
that was a long time ago.
Was it? How long ago was that?
Oh, shit, that was... I thought that was like 2 years ago.
Dude, that was like 4 months. At most.
It went from a month to 4 months.
Right. So, I mean, you know, it's somewhere in the range from like the time we were born to current age. That fucking happened, right?
But yeah, was that an Uber? Yeah. I do remember that, oh yes.
See, once again, it solidifies my opinion that you can still get the same basic experience because I'm sure, have you guys ever been kicked out of a cab?
Not to my knowledge, not that I
recall. Yeah, in Italy I did one time.
You got kicked out of a cab in Italy?
Yep. Yeah, you were there.
Yep.
For what?
Just drunk and screaming at the cab driver thinking that he was screwing us.
Tim thought he was screwing us and we were literally right around the corner from our place when we got kicked out.
Yeah, got a free ride home.
Well, first off, I never even really listened to a podcast before we decided to do a podcast. And the whole reason we decided to do a podcast was so Dave could do some editing practice and work on some of the equipment at the studio that he works at. And it's like, well, what are you going to talk about? And I'm not really all that into anything. So I was like, oh, we could talk about like video games. You like sports, fucking talk about sports and movies, right? Well, apparently the people that podcast and have been doing it for a while, the biggest joke is that every fucking podcast is two fat, dumb idiots talking about movies, video games, and exactly what we were doing. So,
it's called winners.
Yeah, called winners. You know, people who totally don't have a life and have nothing better to do than sit in front of a microphone on a shitty computer on a Friday night while drinking Adam Carolla's Mangria. Which, by the way, where the fuck is my Mangria moment? Number one, we're drinking Mangria as we speak, and I sent them a fucking picture.
We're actually drinking Betterman's.
We're actually drinking Betterman's Mangria with rye, yeah. Right? Where's my fucking Mangria moment?
Yeah.
I should win something.
I want some shitty hat and maybe a t-shirt.
So anyway, that's a pretty recurrent thing. Just the two jackasses talking on a microphone. And of course, because there's literally hundreds of thousands of that, it's like the average podcast gets like 20 listens an episode or something like that.
We got to have a shtick. Like Rogan has famous guests that come in and then they all just get really stoned or really drunk and talk for 3.5 hours.
Right. But we don't have a stick, you know. For us, it was just like, hey, we're jackasses giving this a shot.
We're usually getting really drunk, though.
That's true. In the early days, we got drunk pretty much
every time I've been on it.
Yeah. Because
there is a common theme.
I was a stay-at-home dad when we started. And then,
yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm employed back to the, back in the hierarchy of useful people on this earth.
About fucking time.
But then Better Call Saul came out, and we actually started the Better Call Saul podcast, It's All Goodman. We're like, oh, well, this is probably going to be a really popular show. Let's fucking try to latch onto this bullshit and use that to promote nothing important. But then what fucking happened is our Better Call Saul podcast blew way the fuck up. For one brief shining day, It's All Goodman was number 24 overall on iTunes. What are they? And then I think the next day we were like 173, and then after that we like uncharted.
I remember when you first came up with the idea and we were talking about it and you didn't know what to call it yet, and I'm like, so basically you're just whoring yourself out trying to grab fans that may be like-minded as you to come to your shitty podcast.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. Yeah. So like we didn't have a shtick other than like we were the guys that made a really popular Better Call Saul podcast and try to promote our other less successful shitty podcast. Turns out that fucking worked.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, you guys are all suckers. But it's cool because it's given us a lot of openings. You know, the Better Call Saul one became so popular that I started noticing on Twitter some of the actual cast members of Better Call Saul started following us. Like, who the fuck are we? So I reached out to Ray Seahorn, and I was like, hey, Ray, that's cool that you follow us on Twitter. Big fan of the show. Me and Dave had just finished Breaking Bad on Netflix. So it's not like we were longtime Breaking Bad fans, right? We were just like, oh, like, let's give this a shot. Because we thought of other ideas. Like, it was originally going to be like a Chicago Bears podcast, where the shtick of that was, is since Dave jerks off to the Chicago Bears.
Literally.
And I could give a fuck less. It was pretty much going to be Dave's sports show with me heckling him the entire time and talking about how...
Oh, so it would have been like Bud Bowl.
Yeah, it would have been like the Bud Bowl episode. If you guys haven't heard the Bud Bowl episode, man, that was a train wreck. Malort. So that was, and then somehow morphed into the Better Call Saul thing. And it was funny because when we became popular before the show even started, because we were like one of the first Better Call Saul podcasts. And then it was like, well, what if this show fucking sucks? Now we're kind of stuck with it. So thank God that the show was actually pretty decent.
But it had high odds of being a good show based off of the spinoff and the success of, not even the success, but the good writing that was in Breaking Bad and the character development. They were able to keep a lot of that going.
Right, yeah. I mean,
keep it going by going prequel.
Right. It's not like I had any sort of insight, you know. It was kind of like the easiest bet in the world that Better Call Saul would be like a success.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it was damn near impossible for that show to fail.
I agree.
But we latched onto that, and therefore you people are listening now.
All 11 people.
All 11 of you.
Gotcha.
Actually, my favorite thing since we started doing the podcast is, I don't like using the term haters, but like every once in a while we'll get...
It's cool if you spell it with an H.
Oh, yeah, like H-A-T-R-S. Yeah. Oh, you got to take out the vowel, so H-A-T-R-S, right, yeah.
Instead of the S, use a Z.
Ooh, hater.
Ooh, that's really hard. The hard Z.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say the hard Z. That's their word, not ours, Denning. You can't use the hard Z.
A lot of people call me that, actually.
A lot of people.
The hard Z.
Tim the hard Z.
Tim the hard Z.
No one calls you that.
Oh, okay. So, like, when you start getting, like, any sort of menial success, and I mean that with every, like, literal definition of menial, because it's not like...
Like the Chicago Cubs winning a play-in game.
Hey, right, Sox fan, take it easy.
Yeah. You know, obviously, I don't think I'm famous. I don't think I'm anything special. And for all intents and purposes, I'm pretty open about the fact that I find podcasting to be hilariously dorky. And, like, I guess that's kind of the appeal of it is Absolutely. To me. But it's awesome because every once in a while, Dave and I will get ridiculous letters from people that think they put us in their place. Or, especially with the Better Call Saul one. We get email from folks all the time. Like,
you should read some of the really good ones.
We have on air before. Okay. But that's actually one of our things. That every time we get a bad one, we read it before every show during the season of Better Call Saul. Somebody will write something like, Brian and Dave are such dumbasses, they don't even understand that. Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Like, typewriter.
Sound effects and all.
Yeah, it'll be something like really menial. They'll write like a whole paragraph. It'll be like, Brian said that this portion of the episode was happening in the middle of the afternoon when it was quite obviously evening, because in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you could tell by the shadows of whatever plateau in the desert, these guys are fucking retards. Like, it's like stretching so hard to make a point or like hurt my feelings, I guess.
So after you cried it out, what was your response?
Okay. That's typically my response is just,
you
will, okay.
I'll pay more attention next time.
So Christopher David S. writes, the discussion is weak, uninsightful, and boring. The hosts seem to place emphasis on and discuss pointless minutiae. It boggles my mind that the hosts keep missing obvious parts of the show, and then they rely on their listeners to fill them in. So really, it actually sounds to me like Christopher David S., actually gets the point of the fucking show.
Did you 6:30 in the morning?
This one's short and simple.
We're just starting your day off, right?
Do these guys even watch this show? A 6-year-old is more perceptive.
Oh, bird.
Yeah, right. But this guy brings up a good...
He got you, good fucker.
This guy brings up a good point. His review is titled, Two Clueless Dudes. I will never comprehend how this is the first podcast that comes up when you search Better Call Saul. These dudes miss basic themes and plot elements, like basic, common sense stuff. Any of the other Better Call Saul podcasts I've listened to have much more interesting, intelligent, and coherent discussions. If you like to listen to two apparently intoxicated...
Gotcha.
If you'd like to listen to two apparently intoxicated clueless dudes talk about a spectacular show, then this podcast is for you. 1 star out of 5. Once again...
So he was the host of the second greatest...
Right, yeah. Once again, that guy appears to have actually really gotten the point of it.
How do they expect you and Dave to analyze every last detail when your whole thing is to watch it and then put a show together immediately so you get your first reaction? Which, that's the whole fun about watching a show, watching the new episode, is because your mind's not made up completely yet either. You have different scenarios that you discuss. You go over different scenarios, different possibilities. You know, you're still kind of wrapping your head around the whole thing. And then it also kind of opens up the listeners' minds to, oh, I didn't think of that, even though that's completely asinine and he's drunk. But, right. Hey, that's I didn't even cross my mind. I didn't even see that detail that would have thought that he thought that.
I think a lot of these people, like, seriously think that I'm going to go through, like, Wikipedia pages and, like, do all this research for you know, like, the show, which I'm not. Literally, our process for Better Call Saul is Dave and I watch the fucking show, turn on the microphone right after, and record our thoughts on it for a half an hour. Yeah. That is the entire fucking process for the show. And our shit has been way off. Like we've made way off predictions, but that's kind of part of the fun because we have all sorts of people writing us every week, which, like I said, seems to me like that those two knuckleheads got the point of the show, because the point of the show is people from all over to write into us and to Allswire. Well, which, by the way, I'd like to point out, Not once has one of these pussies taken up my offer to come on the show and tell me how much we suck. Like, I do not give a shit. Like, right? Like, I don't know these people. Like,
they could call in, too.
Right? I have a number. I have an email. I can fucking Skype. I invited every single person that's ever talked shit about us. Not even to be, like, argumentative with them. Really, in all honesty, I just think it'd be funny to have on air. Because I'd just be like,
you'd be friends at the end of it, I bet.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, well, there you go. That's the, there you have it. Like,
why do people automatically assume that the Better Call Saul podcast, It's All Good Man, should be the authority on Better Call Saul, This Is It? It's just an open discussion.
Right.
You're not stating fact and doing a Rush Limbaugh-style fucking beat your...
Right, yeah, I'm not giving opinions, and it's not like I have any authoritative opinions. It's just, we're your dudes on the couch, you know.
Yeah, right. Buddies. These are our thoughts. What are yours?
This is another good one, too. You know when you're hanging out with a pair of friends and they keep laughing about all sorts of inside jokes and esoteric references? That's what this podcast feels like.
So that's the one asshole that doesn't get any of the inside jokes.
Be sure to follow Nothing Important online at nothingimportantpodcast.com. Find us on iTunes, on Twitter at NotImportantPC, and you can also find us on Facebook. Nothing Important is recorded with help from Third City Sound in Joliet, Illinois. Thanks for being awesome.